19 on Friday morning. We're talking about an abattoir in Longcompton today, which recently closed, and it's devastated local farmers near Chipping Norton. It's one of the last small establishments in the area, and it saved farmers and their livestock travelling hours. Now, the owner wanted to retire, but the farmers want to keep it going, so they've launched a campaign to raise the money needed to save it. But here's the thing. It needs £3 million for it to be saved. Joining me now is Sarah Wrighton from the Old Farm, which is located right on the doorstep of this abattoir. Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
I mean, it's not a sexy chat to have on a Friday morning, but this is something that you guys are really, really passionate about, isn't it?
Well, it is. We wouldn't have started our farm shop. So we've got a small farm. We're tenant farmers, 300 acres. We've got arable, we've got sheep, beef and pigs, and just, you know, how nice is that to be able to, you know, supply our local community with meat from our farm? So we've been doing that for 20 years now, and we wouldn't have done it if we didn't have the abattoir on our doorstep. It wouldn't have been a good business plan for us to do. It's a nice thing to do because we've got a relationship with a business. They helped us out to start with, and then we do more ourselves. Without having it on the doorstep, we're not quite sure how we go forward without it. You know, if we can't manage to get it going again.
Yeah, so what is the potential impact, not only on your business, but on the animals as well?
Well, I mean, we've got abattoirs an hour away. I mean, you know, to move animals an hour on a trailer, you know, it's not a big welfare issue, to be honest. You know, they're well looked after on a trailer. But, you know, it's extra time they don't need to be travelling. It's extra cost and time for us to take them. The fact of taking them to a small abattoir, we know the people, we trust them to respect our animals. You know, we've put a lot of effort into looking after them well. It's just nice to see that process through. It's a slippery slope. We're already on a slippery slope, honestly, with the abattoirs. You know, we're very lucky that the Longcompton have kept going. All the regulations that have been put on abattoirs, you know, they're the same regulations on the small ones as the large ones, and they've kept up together with it all. You know, the last one, you know, we've got close to us. I mean, it used to be that every town would have an abattoir, or you know, and to supply the local butchers, the local shops, local restaurants. I mean, how nice is it to go to your local restaurant and have a steak from your local farm on the menu?
Absolutely. I mean, not something you kind of get in many places. And local restaurants are just among some of those people supporting you, aren't they? It's not just farmers who are backing this campaign.
We're gobsmacked, actually, the response. There's a website where you can go to find out a bit more about it. If you Google Save Longcompton Abattoir. And there's an expression of interest form, and we'd be amazed at the people who've actually expressed interest to help. So we've got a customer who comes to us, she's actually vegetarian, but she's pledged to buy a share because she wants to, you know, she is an important part of the community. It's not just buying the meat, it's that, you know, we're a place for people to come, have a chat, you know, it's so many things, and it'll be a domino effect of, if that goes, then there's so many other things that will go as well.
Good to speak to you. Thank you, Sarah. Tim Field also on the line, who is from the North East Cotswold Farmer Cluster, amongst those backing the campaign to save this abattoir. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So talk me through this campaign, because you haven't got long, have you, to raise this money? And it's a lot of money, £3 million.
It is. And this initial campaign was started by a few absolutely key farmers like Sarah and John Weaver and so on. But we represent 155 farms in the Northeast Cotswold. And we thought we'd step in. We managed to raise some money from West Oxford District Council to help a study into small abattoirs locally and their importance. But more importantly, why are they closing? And how can we stop this incredible legacy that the likes of Longcompton and the owners of Longcompton have created? And more often than not, it's actually a staffing issue, and as well as, of course, the bureaucracy that Sarah mentions. And so we've also got key partners like Abingdon and Whitney College interested, who, you know, at their Common Lays Out campus, have the next generation of potentially butchers and workers in rural skills lined up. So it's important. This is very much a community effort to save Longcompton.
And, you know, for the average person listening right now, I wonder how much they think about food miles, about local food and food welfare when they're in the supermarket. I mean, cost of living is tough right now, Tim, and it is something you think you're passionate about that people should be caring more about, right?
Well, absolutely. But I'm actually an ecologist by background, and I have a very selfish reason for wanting to go to Loncompton. We're doing a huge landscape recovery project in the area on the Evenlode, and some of the rare and native local breeds, like the Gloucester cattle, which have horns, and Longhorn cattle and so on, they're absolutely pivotal to the survival of some of our rare, locally distinct wildflower meadows, like floodplain meadows around Whitney and so on. And without those breeds, we can't maintain these amazing habitats. But these cattle are typically small herds that are owned by relatively small farms. They are not the type of customers that can go to a big abattoir, you know, 2 or 3 hours down the motorway, and then expect to get their livestock back. So that's a very, it's more than just the price of food, it's actually the price of a lot of our wildlife locally. And that's just maintaining the balance of livestock raising in sustainable farming systems. But it, going back to the point about the price of food, these local farm shops like Sarah's are very much in balance with the environment. They aren't paying the price of deforestation overseas or factory farming and high antibiotic usage and so on. And it's these smaller enterprises that are absolutely dependent on small abattoirs. So in order to have a future of sustainable food where we don't pay the price down the line through climate change and water pollution and so on, we need these small abattoirs. They're a pivotal point in sustainable agriculture.
So what happens next, Tim? There's a potential to get funds from DEFRA for this, but people can also pledge funds?
That's correct, yes. So the Abattoir Fund actually was through a bit of lobbying from some of our members locally to get that £4 million, but it's only a limited amount per abattoir, and that won't get us out of the sticky problem we're in. But So, as Sarah says, go to the website and pledge to help. But of course, it's not just about trying to buy the site. It's also about bringing on that next generation and making sure that we can sustain this model into the future. So we're also looking at the other abattoirs locally as well as a group. Go online and fill out the form and do help and get behind your local food systems as well, your local farm shops. That's indirectly a great way to help.
It's good to speak to you, Tim Field from the North East Cotswold Farmer Cluster. We have spoken to DEFRA. They've told us England's network of smaller abattoirs is critical to livestock farmers who provide their high-quality products to local butchers and farm shops up and down the country. They say the £4 million Smaller Abattoir Fund is open and will support eligible smaller business owners across England to improve productivity, enhance animal health and welfare, add value to primary products and encourage innovation and investment in new technologies. Let me know, is it something you think about when you go to the shops? Do you go to the farm shop? Do you go to the supermarket with the cost of living crisis? Is that on your mind, food miles and food welfare and all of that stuff? 81333 is my text number. Start your message with the word Oxford. Sophie Law.